And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Remember last week we chatted to a great director, Nick Pollitt, and it was about the greatest surf movie in the universe.
Yes.
Where it was all the stop motion figurines and Mick Fanning was in it and a whole bunch of other surfers and everything. Anyway, I went to the world premiere last night.
Nice.
That was a bit of fun.
Was the movie as fast paced as the chat was?
Mate. It was great.
We were firing. I thought we were all firing in that chat. We all had a good time.
Did you take Jimmy James along?
I did. Well, yeah, I did. And we got great tickets. Like we were like mid right in the front and like in the middle of the row. And I was like, I think we've got the wrong ticket.
Right next to Mick Fanning?
No, but I did look. There were a few surfers around.
Mark Okalupo, was he there?
Sure, yeah.
Could you smell anything in the air?
Yes. Yeah. Oregano, because people were eating pizza.
Unwashed hair.
And they had, it was really great. And they had like a little Q&A afterwards. And Nick and Vaughn, the two guys behind the movie, they got up and had a chat. And you could just tell how emotional Nick was, that everyone was there. And he'd had a few drinkies and he was very like, I love everyone and everything. It was really funny. It was good, right? Anyway, so we went up to the front, Jimmy and I, and we hadn't had dinner. It was kind of that, so it started at 7, and that's sort of like the weird spot where it's like, do we eat first, do we not, or what do we, what I mean? So I was like, oh, nah, I'm all right. I think I'll just eat after we get home or whatever. And then, so we went there, and we're at the candy bar place, and I'm like, oh, yeah, give us a large combo. I just went for it. Not realizing that large combo is like feeds a family of 7. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And he hands over the popcorn. I'm like, dude, yeah, all right, awesome. Anyway, so we go, we sit down, whatever. I reckon I had my hand in the box of popcorn the whole night and I got through about a third of it.
Wow.
Huge. Anyway, we're leaving at the end and I get up from my chair and there's just popcorn everywhere. So I do the whole, when you do popcorn, do you do a handful and then put it in your other hand and then nibble it like a bird from hand?
No.
Why would you do that?
Why? No. What do you mean?
Why are you putting an extra step in there?
Yeah.
No, because then I get a big handful, put it in my other hand and then cup it close to my head and then I
know you like to eat like a budgerigar. We've proven that before on the show.
Yes.
That's just silly.
That's not silly. So you
like
go handful for handful.
My precious popcorn.
Yeah, but then you have to keep going back for handfuls. Yeah.
Yes, that's
it's your popcorn. Because,
yeah, it's that's
yeah,
why
I know. No, so I grab it in my hand and then I eat it from one hand to another. I'm the normal one. Anyway, won't get bogged down in that.
I bet you do that thing. You'd get your T-shirt and you'd pull it up and then you'd sort of sit the popcorn in there. You take it from the bucket and put it in your
well,
top.
Yes.
And let that butter really soak into your top.
Well, it's closer to my face there. That's what I do. I hold it up against my body.
Create so your own little trough.
I do. Any time. So, we were walking and I sat next to some K-Rock listeners as well that won the prize. They were
good.
Great.
It's always nice when they show up.
That was awesome. And then so as we're walking down, everyone files out at the same time after the Q&A session. And then
you've
Jimmy's
got butter
in front
like
of
dripping
me.
Down well, your top.
Jimmy's in front of me and I had to let some people walk in front of me or whatever.
Okay.
As I'm walking through and then all of a sudden I see this line of like popcorn all over the floor. And a part of me is just like, I bet you that's Jimmy. I don't know why.
Did he have it in his pockets?
I don't know why he didn't go straight to the bin.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought he could dish it out to someone. I don't know. And then the box, the integrity of the box, he went to kind of fold it up so that when he put it in the bin, it would all stay contained.
Yeah.
And as he's folded the top of it, the bottom exploded.
Right.
And 3/4 of popcorn went all over the floor. The guys from the movie were laughing like, oh, you had a blowout, mate. And then I'm like, what do we do? I couldn't stop. There's like 50 people behind me. So I just had to keep walking. So apologies, Reading Cinemas. I need to come and do some vacuuming today.
Oh, wow.
Because that was us.
Jimmy just pulled out of a surfboard out of his back pocket and did that thing where you dive, jump into the water, just exit stage left, like, I'm out of here, guys. Little legs up in the back.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, all right, time for Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about guess the year. Better get myself a pen and piece of paper, hey?
Mm-hmm. I've got mine.
I've got mine too. Now, Tom, we would jump into an explanation, but why would we when we'll get it wrong? Let's give it up for Tom. Go.
Okay, so we're going to play little bits of songs, and then we need to decipher the I need to decide what year it was. But I'm going to be
cast our minds back.
Okay, Lingy, take it away.
Go.
And we're going to try and recall what sort of childhood trauma or whatever we've been through.
Yes.
Are we going to write down the year?
Yep.
We're going to say it on the count of three.
Yes.
It's nearest two without going over in the traditional Price is Right style.
Love you, Larry.
What else?
Best of three arrangement.
Yeah, I think we're ready to play. Okay, yeah. Let's go.
See, I do listen to you, Tommy.
Wonderful. Guess the year. Question number one. Matt, thanks for saving me. Here we go. So it's a Saturday night at the Ling household. Wet.
Dive in the spa.
Spa
man.
People.
Spa.
Shots fired.
I think I was quite young. I might have been in primary school.
Okay, well, I recall the movie that this was attached to.
Yes. Four Very Weddings and a Funeral.
And so a year has jumped out to me and I've undercut it by one, which is a sneaky guess the year
tactic.
That's
sneaky.
Yeah, it is.
Don't be sneaky.
But
All
you can't
right.
tell me not to, so.
You cannot tell me not to.
Everyone got something? 3, 2, 1. 1996. Okay.
Ooh.
Do you get 90? Not that early.
That's
I thought 91. But anyway, okay, let's find out.
The year was 1994.
Oh, that's a point for me. Thanks, guys. You guys went over. Silly. So silly. Where were you in the early 90s?
Now I really want to win.
Here we go. Question number two. Oh, I love this song. We never hear it.
Yeah.
It never gets
played. Wow, you both are full of sass today.
Is this Tal Bachman? Is this one of the big Tal Bachmans?
Is it the Tal Bachman or is it the other one?
No, it's not. It's not Tal Bachman.
No, it's What's Their Face?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Is the name of the song.
But the name of the band is?
Is the Rembrandts.
No, it's not. Do you know what? I remember primary school, getting on a bus, going to the Wyndham Cultural Centre and hearing a police band do a version of that. So that's where that memory sticks for me.
I'm so glad we got to share that memory with you too.
Well, that's the whole point of the game. You forced Bowden to press that.
You're like, actually took his hand.
Borometer.
The whole point of the game.
Yes, I know it is.
All right, we all have a year.
Okay, I've written something down. You all written something down?
Yes.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. 1997.
Five.
Ooh, 5, 6, 7. Here we go. Go. Let's find out the answer.
The year was 1995.
Oh, Cameron Ling. Well done.
He's in the game.
Did you say 95?
Yes, yeah. I
did. Were you double checking?
Sorry.
No, we all reacted as if he'd said 95 and were wrong. Hey, stranger things have happened. Okay. All right, so a point apiece. This is for the win for either of us. And Loggy, you can still participate.
Thanks.
Here we go. Question number three.
Will go down with it's Dido. Surrender. What did you call me?
I said, oh, okay.
Oh.
Could have done without the accent.
Okay.
All right. Whoa. So was that sort of, is that pre-Eminem sort of Dido or post?
Right. No. She was on that. What? That was the theme of that alien show. What was it called again? You'd know. The alien. Roswell. Great show.
I have no idea what that is, mate.
Oh, God. Okay, let's not talk about memories.
Have we all? No. Okay, no. Well, okay, no.
X-Files. Okay.
No, that had quite a distinctive theme song, I think.
That's Bonanza.
NYPD. You fell straight into my trap.
NYPD Blue.
Shut up.
All right. This is gone.
Let's do it.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
1999.
Oh, you just gone. I'm going to go 1943.
What did you say?
I said 98. Did you say 99?
Yeah.
Okay. I said 1980. Let's see.
Here we go.
The year was
2004. Oh,
Cameron Lee!
Yes. Damn.
Well done, mate.
Is that for real?
Wow. Dido White Flag 2004. Surely not.
Okay, we are checking that. There has been a check.
No, hey, just because I win it doesn't mean you're allowed to check.
Yeah.
Every time you two win, we just move straight on.
July 2003.
It is.
All right, fine.
Thank you. Do I do a speech now?
No. Okay, yeah, here you go. Start your speech. Ready?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you.
K-Rock Traffic. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are very excited.
Oh, yes, we've got a cool new competition that's about to start, Cash Castle. Tom and I will battle that flat out for the next week or so. We're going to stash some cash in one of the Mimosa Homes display homes.
Down the track, though.
Yes.
Down the track.
Not now.
No. Yes. There, no cash.
No cash.
There.
Yeah.
Yes. But it got us thinking, has anyone bought a house perhaps, an old house, moved in, maybe done a couple of renos, maybe ripped off a panel in the wall, and lo and behold, there's some cash? Or have you just found cash in other weird and wonderful spots? Because we want some ideas where to hide our cash for the competition.
I'm so glad you've caught up.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what we're looking
for? I'm much more focused now.
Good little pep talk while we were in the ads. We also had a few people call during the ads, like Carol from Mount Denis. Morning, Carol. Did you find some cash, mate?
Well, I do vacate clean, so we have, like, clients leave cash for when we go in to do the jobs.
Right.
So two number one places are the dishwasher and the oven.
Hang on.
Really?
So are they saying, I want you to clean my house and I will pay you? But you've got to find it.
No, well, no, they tell me where they've left it, but they're the most two common places that they will leave it rather than out and about.
Right. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah. But also check the manhole, because my girlfriend moved into a house and found a toolbox in a manhole. It wasn't full of cash, but it was full of toys for the ladies.
Oh! Well, I don't know if we'll be hiding those.
Yeah. So check the manhole too.
Tommy, behave!
Don't even!
All right, I'll shut up!
All right, Stacey from Lara, save us, please. Have you found any cash?
So when I was younger, my mum had a friend who worked at a really high-end restaurant, and she would constantly get tipped cash. But because she got paid so well, she didn't need the cash, so when she got home, she'd just empty her pockets wherever she stood, and she was going through some issues, so my mum and I went into her house and cleaned her house and everything for her, and we ended up finding about $13,000 stashed around her house.
Wow.
What? In, like, just, like, couch cushions under the mattress, that kind of bizzo?
Yeah, anything that, like, if there were any containers anywhere, fruit baskets, in the couch cushions, around her bedroom, in the bathroom, wherever she would stop and just unload her pocket, that's where the cash would end up.
$13,000, that's nice.
Jeez,
good
it'd be
friend
nice.
To have.
It would be nice, wouldn't it, to be in that position. Lingy, what's that like?
Oh. Yeah.
Stop it.
Just paying out wherever you are.
Making it rain.
We've got Trisha in Wallington. Trisha, where have you either found cash or stashed cash?
We actually bought a house in Werribee, and when we were sort of going through it, it wasn't cleaned very well, so we went through the cupboards and just gave them a good wipe over, and it's probably good that it wasn't, because we found someone's coin collection, but they're old coins, and we actually got, about $350 for the collection.
Oh.
So not something to blink at, but it wasn't a huge amount. Yeah. We've still got some of the coins now, hoping that they'll be worth a bit of money later on, so...
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it.
And it was in an old tin cookie jar. Like cookie.
Just going to say, bloody biscuit tin. There's always sus stuff in biscuit tins. There's never biscuits in biscuit
never.
Tins. Never.
You're always like, oh, I'd love one of these. Sewing stuff. Oh, amazing. That's the WOG way.
Tara, you're in Ocean Grove. Morning, mate. Have you found some cash hidden somewhere?
Morning. This is about my dad. So he had two spaces that he stashed a lot of cash. And a couple of years ago when he got very sick, he called me over to his house. He said, now I need to tell you a few things. And I thought, uh-oh, here we go. Anyway, he said, oh, there's some money. If you need to, it's inside this door. And he said, so to get it, you have to take the door off the hinges, and then there's a false bottom, and you need to press this button here,
and
then the bottom comes out, and then you'll find the money. And then he said, and then if you go into the dining room, there's the, there's like a buffet, like, cabinet thing. Like, he said, okay, left-hand side, take out all the drawers. There's a false bottom on that. So then take out the bottom drawer and then feel around and then, you know, pull this bit here and then there's another stash. And so, anyway, after he passed away, we found about 15 grand in $5 and $10 notes.
Wow. And how long had your dad worked for the CIA for?
Yeah.
Spy
you
on.
Don't have to answer, just blink. Blink if your dad was part of the CIA.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.